Hey there. Welcome to Midday Cafe, and I'm your host, Michael Giannotti. We have a special All You Need to Know About the New Office 365 Admin Center edition today, and I'm happy to have you. For those folks who are on the Facebook, I'm actually looking at them right over here on my Surface Pro 4. You can join us as well on the live broadcast to see what the audience is seeing, which you're not. You're just seeing me, and via the link in that Facebook embed. But we're going to go ahead and get kicked off. We have a great show for you today. Before we get started, a couple of things we want to give shout outs to. First of all, today's broadcast brought to you by Microsoft Azure. Everything you're saying today is running on a base of Microsoft's Azure. Also, Skype meeting broadcast. If you're watching this broadcast, you're watching via Skype meeting broadcast. It's how we do things. It comes with Office 365, and you and your organization could do the same thing. Next up, New Tech TriCaster, all the magic, bringing this virtual set that you see in back of me here. Those over here just see a green screen and lights and stuff, right? But bringing it all together for this polished view, it's done via the magic of the New Tech TriCaster. Also, QuickLink Skype TX. QuickLink provides an appliance that allows you to pull in remote presenters like we're going to do today with our special guest out of Redmond, Washington, using Skype TX for high fidelity audio and video remote presentation. And finally, we're using a Blackmagic Cinema Studio camera. That's what's actually pulling all this in. Low cost TV quality cameras available for you and your organization. That's it for our, before we get into our agenda, it is Monday, and I had a very good weekend. Steven, how about you? Did you do anything, producer Steve, back there?
Yeah, took advantage of the nice weather we're finally having.
And what'd you do?
As you could probably guess, I got out there on the golf course, knocked around for 27 holes.
Out on the golf course, and how many holes?
27.
Wow.
The day's nice, you gotta take advantage of it.
I see that. And it's been beautiful. It was gorgeous out.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was it was all right. I slept a lot because, if you cannot tell, I am fighting a cold. In fact, today I may break down and you may see me blowing my nose on air live. I will certainly be popping little cough drops so I'm not giving to coughing fits, but fighting a spring cold. But other than that, it was good. We enjoyed, had a relaxing time. We're in full graduation mode. My daughter graduates this Friday, and so they've already actually started the graduation parties and got all that going on. Finally, today, Stephen, what do we have here in the MTC happening at 1 o'clock?
Did we get our new VR?
I don't know. Did we?
No.
You get the shipments.
Nah, I didn't notice that.
Ah, not the new VR. But what we do have coming in, so for those of you in our audience on air, I'll bet you today you wish you were here live, because at 1 o'clock, all the architects, we are getting our hands, on HoloLens. So we have a HoloLens here in the MTC. We're going to be playing around with it. I'm going to be going last so I don't serve as Typhoid Mary to the rest of the crew, but looking forward to that and having a great time experiencing some of the augmented reality that comes with that. Also, Stephen, you did mention VR. We have you ordered for me a VR unit.
Yep, that should be here hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully the next day or so. And we have a 360 video camera that's also going to be coming in. We're going to be doing some very cool stuff with that, so stay tuned. But today's agenda, let's kick in. We've got a lot to cover today. So, first of all, we're going to be talking Microsoft Tech News. Got a few stories. I don't know if I'm going to cover them all. We'll see on the timing how that's working. Then we're going to show you the app of the week. And actually, our last news story ties right into that. That is Microsoft Translator. I'm going to demonstrate that on an iPhone. And we're going to talk about how it's across all platforms and how you can be using it this summer for your foreign vacation travels. And finally, today's feature, all you need to know about the new Office 365 Admin Center. We have our very special guest from Redmond that we'll be bringing in using Skype TX over our QuickLink box. We'll be bringing them in, and they're going to be demonstrating, showing, and demonstrating the new 365 Admin Center and taking your questions. Which brings me to the next point. Down below the video, for all those who are watching the broadcast, not the Facebook portion, I see Jose Antonio Morales. Boom. Tamir just switched to the broadcast. He said, thank you, Tamir. But for those who are watching the broadcast, the Skype meeting broadcast, by the way, the link is there in the Facebook piece. If you are watching the broadcast, underneath it, you will see a moderated Q&A panel. There you can post questions, shout outs. We'd love to know who you are, where you're from, where you're watching. But you can put your comments, your questions, all that there. Steven will be queuing those up for both me and for our guests when they come on. So be sure to let us know what's going on and ask your questions. So let's go on into today's tech news. We got a couple of different stories that we're going to be covering. Big Grams lights up summer music festivals with Kinect-based visuals. Dona Sarkar, meet the Windows veteran, taking the torch for the Windows Insider program. How digital artist Gabriel Pulecio traps Infinity, I think, or Policio, traps Infinity and creates beehives of light. Minecraft surpasses 100 million copies sold. And simplify your packing list with Microsoft Translator for Amazon Fire. So let's get out of that view. Let's bring up our browser. And why don't we go full screen, Stephen, with our view here. And so here you can see our first story, and I'll have links to all this after the break, but this is around Big Grams Lights Up Summer Music Festival. This is a very cool, you gotta check it out. They have a video, you can watch what they're doing, how they're doing it. But Big Grams is a collaborative effort between former Outkast member Big Boy, along with Sarah Barthel and Josh Carter of the indie group Fantagram. And what they've done is created this interactive musical experience for their fans to come in and actually be able to interact with their music. They did that using Microsoft Kinect. And for those of you who think that Kinect is, well, it's there. Excuse me, I'm gonna take a cough drop now. The Kinect is not doing as much on the Xbox. New games just coming out, by the way, with the Kinect One. There's some brand new games coming out, but a lot of people are using it for the capability it provides in programming against the PC. And with that, you can do some pretty crazy stuff. So in this one, they're using Kinect-based visuals to have this interactive experience. So when you watch them in concert, and as the fans are moving and interacting, as they're doing things, they provide this whole interactive element that provides for lighting and stuff based on what people are doing. Here you can see it's actually highlighting. See here, I don't know if you can see, there's Big Boy, and here it's actually tracking and mimicking his movements on screen, as well as the other members of the group. They're being mimicked. Very cool stuff. Gives you a great idea of some of the things that are possible interacting with Microsoft's programming with Kinect. It's BA. Check it out after the break. Next up, Dona Sarkar. Welcome, Dona. So if you're like me, if you're on the Windows Insider program, you have been getting the new updates to Microsoft's Windows 10. I like to keep ahead of the game. Oh, and Jose on our Facebook page just said, hey, he's watching from Slovenia. Booyah! And by the way, Jose, I'm going to be in Croatia this fall.
That's right.
I'm going there. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. So at any rate, Dona is a Windows veteran. She's been around for quite a while. She is one of the gurus on the team as far as, you know, where they've been going, taking things to the next level, working with the community, and she's now becoming the new head of the Windows Insider program. So if you don't know her, you probably do know some of her work and the things she's done on top of Windows. She's been running program teams that have been programming some of the UI and interfaces. She's awesome. She is very excited to be interfacing with the community, and I love to see how we're getting out there and getting our insider folks to be externally facing, to be insider contacts for you, the user. So more about that, you'll be able to check out that article after the break. We also have here, this is pretty cool, Gabriel Pulisio, I'm going to say I said it right that time, traps infinity and creates beehives of light. This is another great example of leveraging the power of Kinect and Windows programming to deliver a unique experience. Now, Gabriel is an artist. He actually creates sculptures using everyday objects, things like light bulbs, mirrors, acrylic, and other things to create these very visually stunning sculptor-type exhibits. But in this one, he wanted to take it a step further. He wanted to make his sculpture interactive, dynamic. So what Gabriel has done is leverage the power of Kinect with the Windows platform to create an interactive experience so as the viewer of the sculpture comes up and interacts and views and moves, the sculpture itself dynamically begins to alter and change accordingly. Very cool. They have a great video in here, great explanation. Again, if you are looking to leverage the power of Kinect, just another great example of how you can leverage it with Windows to create custom applications for you and your organization. The next one is ba-bing. That's all I can say. It's kind of like drop the mic. Boom! Minecraft, 100 million copies sold. More than. So this article went live on June 2nd. So that's 4 days ago. So this is out of date already. Why do I say that? Well, as of June 2nd, Minecraft had sold 106,859,714 copies when they posted this to date. That averages 53,000 copies a day. Steven, have you ever heard of such a thing? 53,000 copies of Minecraft a day being sold.
That rivals, I think that does more than the Kim Kardashian app.
It blows it out of the water. Pretend my nose spray is a mic. Boom! That's it. We're off. Exit stage. I mean, that should be enough. That is the bomb. Minecraft is out there. We have the new education edition and all sorts of things coming out to make it more accessible to users, to make it more programmable. It is the bomb. Minecraft everywhere, including things they're doing with VR. So be sure to check that out. We'll have that article after the break. Last but not least, leading into our app of the day. Simplify your packing list with Microsoft Translator for Amazon Fire. So if you have an Amazon Fire device and you're on the travel, on the go, you can now join the rest of us because Microsoft Translator, the best translator across all platforms, is available on Windows, Windows Phone, iOS or iPhone or iPad, Android, and now Amazon Fire as well. And that leads into my app of the day. And I got 2 minutes left. So I'm going to quickly, we'll close that. Bring up this here camera. Boom, there I am. Hey. And so we're going to bring up for the camera here. Those of you there, you can see this. Those of you here, you'll be able to see it. Oh, you're showing full screen. All right. So I'm going to show you. We're going to go to right here. There's my second screen. You can see my phone is mostly Microsoft apps. So I'm going to hit the Translator app. There we go. Look at that. So Translator allows me to do text input. I can do audio. I can, there's a whole bunch of things. I can look it up. I can have a chat in it. I can take a picture of something that has text. And it'll translate. But let's say I just wanted to say good morning. Good morning, how are you?
Oh.
Buongiorno, come stai? So right on the fly, it's translating. Now, the beauty of Translator is this. Let me close that out. I'm going to get out of that view. And if we come over here, one of the options here is offline languages. So we can actually download our languages and take a look at all the languages we have here. I mean, this list just goes on and on. So if we want to download those languages for offline access while we're traveling, we can do that with the Translator app. Take it on our iPhone, take it on our Android phone, our Windows device, our tablet, and now even a Kindle Fire device, and be able to go on the go and translate as we're on the go. So, get out of that view. And we are going to have two very special guests, Anders Svensson and Ann Mickles. So why don't we go ahead and dial them up? You want to put them in back of me here too? So he is dialing them up, and put the quick link in back there. There we go. So we will see them in just a moment here. There they are.
Hello.
How are you two doing?
Morning.
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So we have our special guest today, and I'm going to let you two, Ann and Anders, why don't you two introduce yourselves, who you are, and what you do?
Sure. Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, no matter where you are, everybody. My name is Ann Mickles, and I'm a Senior Product Marketing Manager for Office 365. And it's a pleasure for us to be on Midday Cafe today to tell you a little bit more about the new Office 365 Admin Center. And with me, I have Anders.
Hello. My name is Anders. I'm a Senior Program Manager working on the Office 365 administration website. Should we start the...
Exactly, because we have a lot to talk about today. As some of you might know, we are in the process of rolling out a completely new admin center for Office 365 admins that will make it easier, faster, and more efficient for you to manage the service. And so we really have a lot to talk about because we're not only rolling a new admin center out currently, but we are also rolling out a new usage activity dashboard that will provide you with more advanced reporting than you had before.
Awesome.
So shall we directly jump into our presentation?
Yeah, do you want to pull it up here when you want to share that?
Yep.
And then we'll go ahead in just a second. We'll put that full screen.
So let me know when you can see this.
All righty. And it says it's loading up. And there we go. We are good, and we're going full screen. There you go.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Yeah, so as said, we have a lot to talk about today, and what we want to do in the next 45 minutes is to really give you an overview about all the enhancement and about all the improvements that we're rolling out as part of the new Office 365 Admin Center. And of course, we do not only want to talk about it, but we also want to show you the new Admin Center so that you can directly go ahead and start using it if you haven't started using it yet. So let's directly jump into the product, because before we show you the new Admin Center, we want to give you a little bit of background information why we actually have decided to roll out a completely new administration solution. So what you see here is the old Admin Center. And you're probably very familiar with this tool, as most of you are probably using that on a regular basis. And as you all know, Office 365 as a service has really been evolving and growing at a rapid pace over the last month or even actually years, which is great, right? Because we all love new features and functionality, and we have really been rolling out new features and new functionality both for end users as well as for admins on a very regular basis, even sometimes on a weekly basis. We have new features available. And that is great, but that has also led to the Admin Center becoming more complex, and you can see that here in the left navigation. Sometimes even a little bit hard to navigate now. And what we've seen, especially with new admins or admins from smaller businesses that don't use the Admin Center on a regular basis, for them it has become a little bit hard to find these common tasks and scenarios that you want to accomplish in the Admin Center. So we as a team, we started to think about how can we make this experience, the whole administration experience, how can we make that more intuitive while still continue to rolling out new features and functionality at the rapid pace that we all want to make things available? And thinking about that, we very quickly realized it is not enough to revamp this whole user experience. We actually had to re-architect the whole solution. And that's when we started to create the new Admin Center. If the new Admin Center is not your default solution yet, so if you still see the old Admin Center when you sign into your service, in order to get to the new Admin Center, simply click on the link here at the top, and then you will see the new Admin Center.
That's right. One of the first things we looked at was what type of customers do we have in Office 365 when we started thinking about building something new. And we have a very big variety of types of tenants. We have large enterprises all the way down to one or two people in a tenant. And so we wanted to come up with a way to scale the experience from a very small tenant, but also allowing a larger tenant, like an enterprise tenant, to accomplish their tasks. And there are a variety of ways we offer that. So what we're looking at right now is the new dashboard for Office 365 Admin. And right off the start, we have the most common things for everyone as the default set of tiles here on the desktop. We have users, billing, we have download my software, the Office software, if your subscription includes that, Message Center, and so on. And you can use these quick tasks to perform the most common things. And it's very, very convenient. We also offer a full menu, of course, like we used to do on the left. It's been rearranged a little bit. One thing that a lot of people don't know about, and we do get a lot of feedback on this, is why do you have this pop-up experience? But you can expand it, and now it stays permanently open. And now you have access to the full thing. You can, in fact, even expand all of them if you want. So we do offer the same general menu experience, especially if you have a larger screen where you can fit more content in. These cards will also take you to a particular section if you just click a header, for instance. Another thing I wanted to go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to give a little bit more background information why we've decided to really recreate a totally new dashboard that shows you these frequent tasks and functionality that you want to kind of have at your fingertips directly when you come into the Admin Center. Because if we're actually honest, right, when you come to the Admin Center, you don't want to spend more time in here as necessary. You as an admin, you really want to get your things done, right? Because when you come to the Admin Center, you come here with a specific thing in mind that you want to accomplish. And we don't want you to having to lose time searching for something in the Admin Center. And that's why we now feature these common tasks and functionality directly on the new dashboard so that you really have them at your fingertips. And in addition to that, what you will also see on the new dashboard is that we have also simplified a lot of the tasks. So for many of the tasks, when you, for example, if you want to add a user, you don't have to leave the dashboard anymore because you will have a flyout window come in where you can include all the important information. So for example, with adding a user, you can not only add the contact information for that user in this flyout window, but you can also directly assign them with a role if you want them, for example, to be a billing administrator. And you can also, in the same step, assign them with a product license to really make it easy for you to accomplish this task of creating a new user, as this is something that you need on a regular basis. But as we know that not all of the admins are actually the same, so it's great to have all this information directly here on the dashboard, right? But you might say, well, I am actually an admin in a big company, and we have a separate billing administrator. So I don't care about billing. I don't want to have the billing card here on my dashboard because I will never click on it. And to help you with that, we are currently in the process of introducing the concept of customization to the dashboard so that you can really customize the experience and make it a truly personal dashboard. Anders, do you quickly want to show us how this works?
Yeah. So some of you may already have seen this. If not, you should start seeing it very soon. We have a couple of ways that you can modify how this looks and what's on the dashboard. One way is to click the little pen here to hit edit dashboard. Another one is you can click add. We are already at all of the cards minus the recently added, but I can click that and add it to the dashboard and then hit save. Or I can say, like Anne suggested, I don't care about billing, so I can move these around. I can also move stuff, build it basically the way that you want it to look, with the key things. I'm not going to save this. I'm going to hit cancel. But yeah, we have, and the same thing goes here. You can get to the card view. You can hit save. You can do all these nifty things. And this we think will help depending on what type of tenant you are. You know, a lot of larger companies have dir sync, and so they sync all their objects from the on-premises environment. And in those cases, you don't do a lot of user management necessarily in the cloud because it's mastered from on-premise. And in those cases, you can get rid of the card, or you can move it to a bottom or further down on the screen to not take up the prime real estate. I think that right now we are saving this configuration in a cookie on your machine, I believe. That is still true. But we are looking at making this permanent so that if you log in at another computer, we will read back the settings. We're still working on that saving to the cloud feature. But it's coming. But this is tremendously helpful for a lot of people. We've gotten really good feedback on this.
Hey, guys.
Yep.
Is it okay if we queue up a couple of questions real quick?
Sure. Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. So, Steven, what's the first question we had?
First, we have a shout-out. Hello, Bill from Boston.
Okay, Bill from Boston said hello to you, too.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
And what's the first question we got?
So, George is wondering, how powerful is the Office 365 search? Can you search to add users or add licenses?
Great question.
So getting ahead of our demo.
Yeah. search is actually another thing I wanted to highlight. I will show a little demo, but yes, you can search for objects, you can search for tasks. It's pretty nifty.
So we'll get to that in a bit then. You're going to be answering as we go. Any other quick questions?
Yeah. Raphael was wondering, when will we have all the features from the old admin center into the new one? Today we live with a little jumping between the new one and the old one. Moreover, in the new data center, will we have the old admin or the new?
Okay, so I don't know if you could hear that question, but what Raphael was asking you guys is that when will we have full parity between the old admin center features and things you could dive into and the new? Because right now they're doing a bit of a jumping back and forth, I guess.
Yep. Yes, thanks for that question. We are actually almost at feature parity. So there are only a few small scenarios that we are still working on and that we're still adding to the new admin center. If you want to keep track of that, you have two ways right now. On the one hand, we publish a monthly blog post on Office Blogs where we always summarize what we made available in the new admin center in that given month. So the next one will actually go out on Wednesday. So we will have an update in that one about what we just added in May. Also, in the admin center, there is a cart like on the dashboard, which is called Recently Added. And in there, you can also see a list of the features that we have added and the features that we are still working on. That being said, if you are missing a feature still that you don't have available yet in the new admin center, please let us know. Because that is actually one thing that I really wanted to call out, that we built the new admin center together with our users, really hand in hand with users like you. From the very beginning, we incorporated feedback into the development of the product, and we continue to do so. So when you go into the admin center, at the bottom of the screen, can we switch back to the...
So that you can see the screen.
Yes. So when you go into the admin center, here at the bottom, you have a little tile, a little button that says feedback that you can use to provide us feedback on the specific site that you're on. And so if you're missing a feature, or also if you want to let us know how you like the admin center, please use that widget, and we really read every single message that we get through this feedback widget. And we're not kidding here. Seriously, when before I joined the group, I always, when somebody said, yeah, we read every single message that we get, I always thought, yeah, marketing bullshit. Well, I know now the people who read it once it's right next to me. So really, please use this widget to give us any feedback, and also let us know if there are any features from the old admin center that you're still missing. But we are almost at feature parity at this point.
Awesome. Thank you. Is that it?
One more question.
Oh, one more.
From Mary Angelique.
Mary Angelique?
Mary Angelique.
Angelique, okay.
Are there going to be other roles created for read-only access to reporting for non-O365 admins?
So I don't know, were you guys able to hear that?
Yeah, can you repeat it just in case?
Yeah, so he said, are there gonna be other roles for access for read-only for non-admins to the admin portal?
Yeah, so we do get a lot, thank you for the question. We do get a lot of requests for a read-only admin. That's a very common piece of feedback we receive. And we are looking at that. I can't speak to as the timeline, but it is in the works, and I am working with some people on the other side in the directory part, which also needs to be updated to support this. So we are implementing it. It will be coming. I cannot say when.
Yeah, okay. And especially in the reporting area, that is a request that we also receive a lot. Yeah. And a little bit later in our demo, I will show you the new usage reporting dashboard, and then I will also talk about ways today, how you can actually share that data out with people in your organization who are not admins.
Awesome. All right, why don't we go full screen again for them for the demo and roll right. away.
I wanted to mention one other thing. About feedback. If you want us to be able to contact you, especially if you're seeing something that you're just asking about. Oh, we switched back again.
Oh, Steven, you switched. There we go.
There you go. Just make sure that you check this checkbox and use an email address that you can that you read on a day-to-day basis, because we do respond to quite a bit of the feedback as well, and or ask for clarification or you know, input on thoughts on the issue you were talking about. Search was another question we got, so that's worth talking a little bit about. We've added fairly recently this search feature. It was it existed in the old portal as well. It was not complete, and it didn't include all of the things that we offer today. Today you can search for, well, obviously you see the examples here, add a group, add a domain, delete a user, and reset a password. These are some of the more common things. What's a good username to search for here?
Tyrion.
Tyrion.
Yeah, what you will see when you use the search is that actually today you can use the search pretty much to search for anything that we have in the admin center. We have some admins, especially in the smaller business world, that basically only use the search to navigate through the admin center because it is really a very fast way to get to a specific setting or feature.
Yep. And so here we search. We have Tyrion Lannister, apparently, is a member of our tenant here, which is great. So we can look at objects. We could also search for group objects. We also include these little quick things once you find an object. Edit a user or reset a password are the two more common tasks you perform on a user. So if you hit this, you know, you get to the reset right off the dashboard. You don't have to go anywhere. We go and search for add a group. Same thing. We get the add a group dialog. One thing I will mention as we're looking at this, that's kind of interesting to know. We do get a lot of feedback around the performance, especially around groups. And we are working on improving the experience for that. There are some, we started working on this new admin experience, we also started building new APIs for a lot of these things behind because the old ones weren't very efficient. One of the ones where we have a little bit of work still to do is around the groups creation and editing experiences. But it is coming, we are looking at it. Currently, even as I speak, how to improve this and make it better.
And as we're in the group's flyout right now, one thing that we also want to show you is actually the in-product contextual help. Because when you move around in the admin center, very often you might want to perform a task that you don't perform on a regular basis. So sometimes we use acronyms or descriptions or names in the admin center that you don't know exactly what they mean. Or for example, when you create a group, you have different options. You can create an Office 365 group, a distribution list, mail-enabled security group, or a security group. So when you create a group, you want to know, or you actually know what you want to accomplish, but you might not know which of these groups is the best fit for that. And to help you in all these situations, we now include contextual help, or how I like to call it, in product help, in the admin center, which are these little bubbles that have additional information about the task that you're on and that you're about to perform, to really make it easy for you to make the right decisions, or actually to know what information you have to include. Because in the past, if you were looking for information like that, you had to leave the admin center and jump to a separate help desk article. And we want to enable you to directly perform the task in the admin center without having to leave it.
Where to next?
One other thing that is worth mentioning around the area of help is the video widget. So in this little cart, you will find short videos, 1 to 2 minutes, really short, that explain you the common tasks that you can use the admin center for. So it is a really good way to actually get started with the new admin center, but it is also a good place to check back on a regular basis, because as you all know, we are continuously add new features and new products to Office 365. So the admin center and its capabilities also expand. And whenever there is a new capability in the admin center, we will add a new video that will explain you how you can actually accomplish that.
It's true.
Do we want to take a look at the other?
I wanted to jump really quickly into the users list. And as I'm sure you're already aware or see on the screen, we have made some changes to the list view. I'm going to address some common feedback. One is, when can I get more columns? Because I want to see other data here. That's something we are actively looking at. And then the other thing I want to mention is this bar, or the actions on top, have changed slightly. We have the most common thing, which is to add a user as a primary button. We also have some additional tasks under the more menu. We have these predefined filters, as well as the ability to add your own filters in this view. That's carried over from the old experience. And we have a search, or a filter rather, that's free text. So if we start typing Tyrion, we will get anyone starting with T-Y-R. We just happen to have one. One thing we do get feedback on is people say, why can I not do a wildcard search in this field? That's also something we're looking at. But there are some technical challenges with that at the moment that we are still waiting on some more fixes in order to achieve. One other thing I wanted to call out that we also used to get a lot of feedback on is the ability to export this list. Today you can, you couldn't do that in the old experience, but today we have added the ability to, I'm not gonna do that here, but the ability to export. What we do is we basically grab all of the properties for user that we have available to us from the list code, and then we dump them into a CSV file where you can put them into Excel and you can filter.
Well, 1 second, we seem to have a little bit of hang up on the video. It looks like it's picking back up, or the audio from you. You want to try talking again?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we're back. Okay. We had a little temporary glitch in the network. There you go.
Okay. I don't know where it kind of, I was just bringing the accessibility.
Ooh. Can we try this? Huh? Yeah, we're going to recall you to bring you back in, kind of clear that up, all right? So we'll pause 1 second here on the screen. You can put me back on, Stephen, while you're doing that. There you go. And why don't we hang up and redial them? All right. And so we're going to redial. This is live, folks, so here we go. Sometimes the network, they're actually going out over the corporate network. There we go, and we're pulling them back in. And welcome.
Thank you.
Hello again.
Hello again. So you can go ahead and go full screen, Stephen, and continue with the demo. There
All
we
right.
go.
I was just covering a little bit of the list view. Obviously, groups carry over some of these things. Quickly covering, if you click a single user, you get the details card for that user with a lot of different information around, and you can edit the various properties here. We have some common tasks at the top, like reset password or delete. We also offer the ability to do bulk actions, obviously. And if I select three different people, I now get all the actions available to take on this group of users, which is nice. That same menu also, under more, we also have the same list for backup or redundancy. So, and I think that's about it for this that I wanted to cover. We look on the menu, I'm gonna expand this. So we do offer separate experiences for the contacts piece and deleted users. We also have data migration here. Same with groups. I'm not gonna go into any particular detail around groups, but we have shared mailboxes here as well. One thing that we have changed quite a bit, or at least enough to warrant talking about, is the settings. In the old admin center, there was a very long list of sections under settings. And here we have what I think would be the best corresponding to the old experience with all of the different, what we call the apps and services. And for each of these, obviously you can click anything, get a little flyout that allows you to either do more actions or configure different things. Yeah, this is another one. Would I like my employees to be able to purchase? And additionally, we have moved the password settings under security and privacy. I think it'd be interesting.
You have a question for this spot? Is it an important one you got to cut in? Somebody had an important question, I guess.
Sure.
So while you're in here, if we make changes, will this automatically update our HR system?
Will this automatically update our HR system?
No, so they're talking about the domain info and all that and the sync, how we handle the sync. So we're not updating. This is a sync with what we're doing. This is domain sync. This is not writing back to a third party system.
Correct. So this, if we're looking at domain specifically, this is for the cloud tenant that you're in right now.
Right.
Any domain supported there. If you're in a host or DirSync scenario or you're in, running Exchange Hybrid or any of those scenarios, all of your information is mastered on premise and then synced to the cloud. There, AD Connect and DirSync does do some backsync depending on what the property is, but there are very, very few. We don't have like sort of a seamless experience from cloud back to on-premise for technical reasons. Did that answer the question?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Obviously, organizational profile. And under here, we have your basic tenant information, as well as do I want some of my users in first release to get access to feature earlier? We have custom themes is recently in. Custom tiles for the app launcher you can configure. As well as if you have an internal help desk that you want to redirect users to, then you can also configure that here. And we have a link to Bing Places for Business if you want to get your business listed on Bing. And we have the links to the external admin centers, obviously. One thing we do get a lot of feedback on or a lot of people ask about is, hey, why can I not just get these links directly on the dashboard without having to go to the menu every time? And we are looking at adding that. It's actually coming very soon. So you could be able to put links to Exchange and Skype for Business and SharePoint and so on directly on the dashboard. You never have to navigate to the menu. And that's there. How are we doing on time?
I think we're doing great. Let's take a quick look at the message center in the new admin center, because that is also an area that we have improved a lot. For all of you who don't use the message center yet on a regular basis, we got to change that, because the message center is a very important channel and a very important place for you to come to and to check your messages from Microsoft, because we use the message center really as the main channel to communicate with you about your tenant. And that means we use the message center to communicate with you about planned maintenance, but also about new features. And most important, if there are any actions on your side that you have to take in your on-prem environment to make sure that your service continues to run smoothly. So the message center is really a place that I can only advise you to check on a regular basis, even on a daily basis, to see if you have any new messages from Microsoft. And we have improved the message center in the new admin center. So what you will see is, on the one hand, when you click now on a message, you have the possibility to dismiss this message. So if you have already read it and you have taken care of it, you can simply click on dismiss. Let's go ahead and do that. And now you see how it all of a sudden it disappears from the list. But also we have included now the ability to mark a message as unread again. Because what very often what happens is you read a message and you think, oh, this is interesting. I want to take action on that at a later point. So I don't want to do it right now. But then how do you keep track of these messages that you still want to take an action on? So now you can mark a message as unread again, kind of to flag it for yourself. Also, a request that we have received a lot in the past was that you wanted to have the ability to easily share this information. Because very often you read a message in the message center, like for example about SharePoint, and you want to share this information with, let's say, your SharePoint Power users, who really want to know anything that's new about SharePoint, but they are not admins, so they don't have access to this message center. You can now use the share functionality in here to simply send this information via email, so to quickly share it with coworkers who are not admins and who do not have access to the message center. So the message center, I can really advise you, it's a good place to get all the information from Microsoft in a really consolidated way. So let's jump back to our dashboard, because one other thing that we want to show you today is the new usage reporting dashboard. And for that, we will actually switch tenants and go into our other reporting tenant. So as an admin, it is actually really important for you to understand how your users are using and adopting the service, how they're using and adopting the different products that are included in Office 365. And let me quickly refresh that. So, and why is that so important for you as an admin to understand? That is for two reasons. On the one hand, Now we see the reports widget down here. That's what I was looking for. So it is so important for you to understand that as an admin for two reasons. On the one hand, you have to report back to your management, because your management, they purchased Office 365 with a specific goal in mind, normally to make your end users more productive and more collaborative. And then at some point, they will come to you as an admin and ask you if that actually is happening, if your end users are using Office 365. But also it allows you to effectively monitor the service and to identify these areas that you might want to pay a little bit closer attention to. Let's say, or let's think about a scenario, you have assigned a OneDrive license to a user and you see that that person isn't using OneDrive. They haven't even activated their OneDrive account. Well, that might be for two reasons, right? They might not know how to actually activate their account. Or the second reason might be that they don't understand the full value benefit of OneDrive, so they don't know why they should be using the product. But both are scenarios in which you would like to follow up with that user or actually do some general communication and training with your end users about OneDrive. So understanding how your users are using Office 365 is actually the first step for you to increase usage and thus also get the maximum value out of Office 365. And to help you with that, as part of the rollout of the new admin center, we have introduced a new usage activity dashboard. And you can get to that new usage activity dashboard by either clicking on the link here in the left navigation or by clicking directly on the tile on your dashboard. And when you do that, you land on the new usage activity dashboard, which is the centerpiece for the new usage reporting. On this dashboard, we give you a high-level overview of how users are using Office 365 across your organization, and also about how your users are using the specific products that are included in Office 365. What you will see throughout the dashboard is that we use graphs, like the one here at the top, to visualize the information, to make it easy for you on the one hand to comprehend the data, but also to make it easy for you to spot trends and to possibly identify areas that you want to investigate a little bit further. All graphs are customizable. So on the one hand, you can change the time frame. So we can easily switch from 30 days to 7 days, or to 90 days, or to 180 days. And you might ask yourself right now, oh, why is there such a big gap? Why is there no data? That is simply because the demo tenant that I'm using here is a demo tenant that we literally started about 30 days ago. And that is why for any time frame earlier than 30 days, we don't have a data yet. So just think about this like a company that just started using Office 365 30 days ago. In your case, though, if you have been using Office 365 for longer than that, then you will see data for the whole time frame that is available here. You can also customize that view by adding or by removing information and adding it back in, so that you can really create a custom view that fits your needs. And all graphs are interactive. So when you place your mouse on one of these little dots, then you will see the information for that specific date. So at the bottom of the dashboard, we have cards for each of the main products that we have in Office 365. And in these cards, we give you a quick summary of the activity that is happening in that service. And at the bottom of each card, we have a bar that compares the number of active users with the number of users you have assigned a license to. So this is really a key indicator for adoption. Then if you want to get some additional details, if you want to actually see product details, you have two options. You can either choose a report here from the drop-down menu, and that is where you have access to all of the reports that are available, or you can click on one of these cards to directly land on the report. So let's take a look at the email activity report as an example. But you will see that actually all of the detailed reports are similar in structure. So at the top, you will have a graph again that shows you a summary of the activity in that product. So in our example here, we can see how many email messages have been sent, have been received, and how often email messages have been read in your organization. You can then switch to user view that shows by how many users that activity is driven. And as with all the graphs that we saw before, you can easily adjust the time frame, or you can remove or add information back in to create a more personalized, or to create a view that really meets your needs. Then at the bottom, we have a table that provides you information broken down to the individual user. So here now we can see on a per user basis, who of your users are using, or actually sometimes more important, who of your users are not using the product. This is also a view that you can customize by clicking on this little icon here at the right. You can add in additional columns or remove columns. And you can also export this data. If you want to do some further analysis, for example, you can export the data into CSV file so that you can then open it with a tool like Excel to do some further pivoting or filtering of the data. And this is also right now the best way if you want to share this data out with somebody in your organization who is not an Office 365 admin and who does not have access to the admin center. So I just noticed, or I just mentioned, that you see information here broken down to the individual user. Well, some of you might now say, well, Anne, I don't see that. I only see a weird string of numbers and letters down here. Where do we actually see if John or Michael or Ted have been using email and how they have been using it? The reason why you don't see the username in here is simply because I have switched the privacy feature on. We understand that some of your companies have very strict compliance and privacy guidelines, and because of that, they actually don't want admins to see user information at such a granular level as we provide here. And because of that, you can enable a privacy feature in the settings area. Let's quickly jump into this. So here is a section for reports. And when you click on that, you can switch the privacy feature on or off. We have actually enabled it permanently for this tenant. Normally it would show on right now. And that is the reason why in our usage dashboard, let's jump back to the email activity report, why we only see an anonymous string of letters and numbers in here. Normally, if the feature is not enabled, you would see the particular username so that you can really identify these users that you might want to provide some additional information or end user training for. So in the reporting area, this is really just the beginning. We are currently working on additional reports that will roll out over the next couple of weeks. Additional reports, let's jump back to our dashboard so that you see the report that we have available right now. You should actually have all of these reports available in your tenant right now, except SharePoint activity. That is a report that we're still working on that will come in the next coming weeks, as well as a OneDrive activity report, and we're also working on a mailbox storage report. In addition to that, we are working on making reporting APIs available that will become available as in the fall that will enable you to really include this information into any existing management or business solutions that you already have, like let's say a monitor dashboard, or it will also of course enable you to create your own new business solutions and programs. And we are also working on a content pack for Power BI that will enable you to do some more richer analysis of the data and get richer insights. Because what the content pack will enable you to do is that with the content pack, you can combine the information that we see here, the usage information of your user, with your user's organizational information. So you will be able to pivot this data by, for example, region or by department so that you can see, for example, how your HR department is using Office 365. And the content pack is something we're currently still working on, but it will become available very soon in about 4 to 6 weeks. And with that, we'd like to open it up for questions.
All right. So if you have questions, comments, anything about the admin center, I love this stuff, by the way, with all the usage reporting. This is stuff that folks have been asking about forever, and it answers such a good need. And I see Steven standing up like he's got questions.
We've got a handful.
We got a handful, he says.
Awesome. Right. Let's go for it.
The reports you were just showing, are we able to filter those, i.e. by business unit, location, etc.?
So, yes, we'll be able to do that with the content pack for Power BI. So you cannot filter the information by business unit or by location in the admin center.
Right.
But once the content pack for Power BI will become available, you will be able to do that. And we will make it very easy for you to do that, as when you connect to the content pack, it will use this data to fill a pre-built dashboard that will have a variety of views, like, for example, also view by department.
That's awesome. And I know that's a big area, because with Power BI, you get all that power. All the power in Power BI to be able to do all that kind of granular sorts and views and stuff. So that's awesome. What's the next question we had?
Will the charts be exportable?
Will the charts be exportable?
No, not directly from the admin center. So what you can do to let me actually take a little bit of a broader view, because I think the question is, how do I actually share this information with
right.
other people in my organization, especially with the business units
yep.
who are interested in this? So right now, the best way how to share this data is to use the export button, which I showed on
here,
the
you
specific
want to go full
product
screen,
reports.
Steven.
So we have an export button here that you can use to download this information into a CSV file and then share it with your business units. But of course, sharing an Excel or CSV file is not the most pretty way how to share data. So that's why the content pack for Power BI will also be your best solution. Yep. Exactly. Power BI really enables you to not only have a dashboard that will show this information in graphs and in additional graphs, really nice visualizations, but you will easily be able to share the whole content, the whole Power BI dashboard with people in your organization. And then, of course, in the fall, we'll make the reporting APIs available. So if you have specific monitoring solutions or also solutions that your business units might be using, you can pull the data right into these solutions.
Into those. Awesome. So really three answers. So Excel today you can export, Power BI with that connector coming up, and that'll give you all those granular share views. And then finally for your third-party apps, the APIs later in the fall. Awesome. Next question, Stephen.
Yeah, you mentioned there's new features in the portal. Will there be corresponding PowerShell to support these features?
The question is, some of the new features that you've introduced in the portal that we didn't have previously, are we going to have PowerShell commands that correspond to those?
Great question. The answer is complicated.
It depends.
Yeah. Sometimes no. If there is anything specific that you want to ask about, I can probably speak to that. We are updating commandlets as we, depending on if it's a new parameter or, right, or something that enables us to do this. But there are other cases where it may not be supported by a PowerShell commandlet initially, and so therefore we aren't necessarily adding a brand new one in those cases. So the answer is kind of mixed.
Yeah, and that makes sense too, because it really depends on what the new feature is, if it's something that's even appropriate to having a commandlet for. And certainly, folks, if you have, you know, requests around that, again, the whole feedback widget down in the lower right-hand corner of your admin portal, that's where you can post that, and folks like Anders are going to see that and be able to respond and to take that into consideration. We have more questions.
And one thing to call out in the area of PowerShell, we are also currently working on updating the whole documentation on TechNet about all the PowerShell commandlets for Office 365. So we're actually making sure that you will find all the information in one place and that all the articles have the same structure and all the same information, as well as code that you can simply, commandlets that you can simply copy and paste and use in PowerShell going forward.
Awesome.
Now we have two more questions.
Both
from George.
All right.
How powerful is the O365 search? Can you search to add users or add licenses?
I thought we already had that one earlier. That's an old question.
And the answer is yes.
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 The answer is yes, and they showed it.
Final question from George. What is the best way to submit bugs to Microsoft related to O365?
So if they have something they perceive is a bug, would that be under the feedback?
That would be the best way to submit that, I think. We also have a user voice for feature requests, but feedback is really the primary way that we interact with all of the people using our service.
Awesome. And I think that's it for questions. We're just after the hour. Thank you so much, you guys. This was great. Certainly, you know, I'm one of those people, when I went out to Tech Ready and I saw all the new things coming down, it was like, what we've been asking for there, especially with all the visualizations around reporting and stuff that customers have been asking. This stuff just rocks. You guys have done a great job and very excited that it's rolling out to all our customers.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity to be here today. I hope you enjoyed the presentation, or more important, that you will enjoy using the new Admin Center.
Yes. So thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Tune in again next Monday for Midday Cafe. We're going to be doing a repeat by request showing the use. This is more of a consumer play for personal, but hey, you guys might be interested using Sway to share your summer vacation fun. With that, this is Mike Giannotti with Ann and Anders and Steven in the production booth saying thank you. Have a great day. Take care. And as always, ciao.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much. Awesome, guys.